Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you.
WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. As always, I'm your host, Glenn Thomas. With me is the Wizard himself, Nephew Corey. What's going on, Wizard?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, nothing much. There's a lot of news in the world of professional wrestling right now, and all centers around AEW, All Elite Wrestling. This past Tuesday afternoon, they had a rally in Jacksonville, Florida. And we heard a lot of interesting things coming out of AEW. We heard that one of the key things that we heard, that we know that Chris Jericho now is with AEW, signed his contract. We know that Joey Janela, Penelope Ford is there. SoCal Val is there as well. As well as we know that Brandi Rhodes made a big announcement that wrestlers, gender, regardless of your gender, you have the opportunity to make equal pay. You know, that's one of the big things that everybody's talking about with AEW, All Elite Wrestling, that equal pay will be for men and women, and they're increasing their talent roster each and every week. You know, your thoughts on AEW and the rally that you saw, and have your mind changed since, you know, we did a show on AEW last week? Has your mind changed a little bit more since you saw, when you saw more information this week, or got more information?
Not really, and I don't mean that in a bad way. But it's, they've really got to be able to, they've got to be able to have this start off with a bang, in the sense of it's, they got to have something ripple to where it keeps people watching. Now, I think they do. I think the Chris Jericho thing is huge. Like, that gives some, like, they were already legitimate, but that gives them some legitimacy. They're going to need a couple of more signings, though. I truly believe they're going to need a couple of more. Not, they don't need knock out of the park big names, but they need some good notable names.
I agree with you on that one. The real quick, the Jericho thing to me, I didn't think it was. It's huge because he is a name and people can recognize that name. It's Chris Jericho. You know, before it's talent every day in ring or every week or every month. Right now, let's say every pay per view, because, you know, he was on Busted Open Radio today as we record this. And he mentioned that he wouldn't have signed with AEW if they didn't have a TV deal working in place. So that means there must be a major, some major networks who are getting ready to pick this thing up. And Jericho mentioned that's why he signed with AEW, you know, because they are in works and talks with major TV, and if didn't have a TV deal closer in place, he wouldn't have signed. So we can take that with a grain of salt. We can take that for what it's worth. And, you know, Jericho likes to be the hot new thing. He keeps himself relevant.
Well, yeah, well, he's going to remain relevant. He's right now, he's not that he's ever been bad in his career, realistically, but he's putting on some of the best work in his career. So he's going to be, he's going to remain relevant. And the following, the initial following of what AEW has, their fan base that they have right now is huge on Chris Jericho. So he's going to be relevant. And that's why I do think he's a good signing for them. But as you agreed with what I was saying, they need not necessarily these names, but they need somebody along the same status of a Drew McIntyre or a Zack Ryder or a Ty Dillon. They need somebody who, they need to get names that have, according to their fan base, has been underutilized in WWE or TNA, and they need a fresh start there. Those type of talents are going to make the splash for them, but I think the key is the keep them consistent, as far as don't let their, you know, their debut be a big buzz and then they fall off.
Right, like, and I think one of those names is Zack Ryder. I think Zack Ryder, if he decides to, that one name that could be and make a big splash will be a Zack Ryder. Which would be interesting to see how they will market Zack Ryder, because he ain't coming in doing the woo 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 woo. if he is marketed on AEW. Even the name like a Drew McIntyre or Dolph Ziggler that you mentioned, it would be interesting to see how that WWE star, or Ty Dillinger, it would be interesting to see how that WWE superstar that leaves WWE is packaged by AEW when they come in, you know?
Yeah, because I think the initial, I could be wrong, this is total speculation, but I think the initial AEW kind of influx of talent, I feel like you're going to see people like Damian Sandow or something, you know, names that not necessarily forgotten about, but when you see them, you're like, oh, okay. Like, it's a good, they're going to have good, solid workers. But I'm going to keep saying it. I'm sure I'll say it again. They need those mid-cardish type talents, like I said, that people feel are underutilized with WWE, and they come in and they'll make a splash over there.
Yeah, I agree with that. And that mid-carder, they need that name too, though. They need mm-hmm. that name, and one name that
they do.
I haven't heard.
They do.
Name I have not heard anybody really bring up or mention, and the name that I think will be a big splash for them and will probably bring a lot of people with them if they can land a CM Punk.
Yeah, but you know what? As much as here, and CM Punk, you know that's my guy. But it's like I would be shocked to see it as of now, because I really think he may really be done with wrestling. I mean, you never know, and you can never say never. But it's like now if they land him, that you're absolutely 100% correct. That's the other big name. That's the compliment to your Chris Jericho, you know, coming in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's that compliment.
CM Punk
name
is the compliment. Yep.
And that fan base that we talked about earlier, that fan base will love him. That fan base will continue to support him. That fan base will continue to support that brand. You know, the other name is, you know, the big signing now, and I really believe this person is going to go to WWE. Kenny Omega. I think Kenny Omega goes to WWE.
Oh, absolutely.
I know he's.
I don't see him ending up in AEW. I really don't.
I don't see him there. I think if he's done with New Japan, I see him in WWE. Financially, WWE makes a smarter move, because the way I look at it, AEW is your boys. They always going to be there. You always have a job at AEW.
Yeah.
You want that job at AEW. You know, why not go and go to bigger pastures or big waters and see if you can survive in the big pond?
Yep.
Which is WWE. See if the fan base, if you are who you think you are in the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And be there.
Now, another name they may land, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how he's booked the next couple of months, because he's still in WWE. AJ Styles. If his contract is coming up anytime soon, I think he could very well leave and test the waters in AEW. He's already made a ton of money, so you never know.
And then with the life schedule and with him having kids now, you know, being a father, and his kids getting older to play high school sports, that may be something that he would want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That may be something that he wants to do at that point in time and create. He has that big run with WWE. He was champion for over 300-some days. He tested the waters. And he had some good matches. I mean, at that point now, right now, unless WWE brings some more talent in, how many other matches can AJ Styles have that we want to see? And I know people say, oh, whatever, but he's been there a short time. He has some great matches that we'd have seen, you know.
Yeah.
And there's some people that he's danced with a lot of people. He danced with Finn Balor. He danced with Daniel Bryan. He danced with Samoa Joe. You know, one,
right.
I think, I can't remember, there's no Seth Rollins match that I can remember, or Dean Ambrose. You know, he danced with John Cena. Who else is there, you know?
They got their. I agree with you. They got the most out of AJ Styles in these 3 years he's been here. They've gotten the most out of him. Now, here's what I was going to allude to. AEW is. I do think they're going to end up picking up some big names eventually. If this all rolls, you know, the right way for them, I'm not talking about. I'll put it this way. I'm not talking about Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre. There are certain people you kind of feel, John Cena, you know, are WWE homegrowns in the sense of they're not leaving. But I think eventually the names you got to consider are your Sami Zayn, your Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe, Rey Mysterio. Randy Orton's in that first group of people I was saying. He wouldn't be going.
Yeah, but, Jeff Hardy's in that second one.
Jeff Hardy. Yeah, absolutely. And Matt, Bray Wyatt. I mean, it's that second tier. Those non, it's weird. Because I don't want to say the first tier are main eventers, even though there's a lot of them there. But there's certain people you get that feeling they're not leaving WWE. But it's
right.
That second group of people that, you know, your upper mid card main eventers, like, you know, like Finn Balor also, you know, those
Rey
guys.
Rey Mysterio leave. Let's not forget that Rey Mysterio was on the All In card.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the only thing that I would say that would keep Rey Mysterio from doing it is that he's probably got a contract with WWE now to where he's pretty much setting up for his retirement. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He can wrap up with them because he's going to have a life schedule. He's going to get paid because he's not small potatoes. No pun intended. But he's not small potatoes when it comes to wrestling. So he's gonna get paid. And I could see him staying, but he's another guy, you know. And then everybody on the mid card level, there's nobody safe from that, you know. I mean, you could see a Titus O'Neil in AEW. You could see, a Revival, Ascension. It's a lot of these NXT guys that end up maybe not panning out in the main roster. I can see them over there. Tyler Breeze, Fandango, you know. Hideo Itami. Hey, listen, Shinsuke Nakamura. Because I think if he doesn't go back to Japan, if he doesn't end up re-signing with WWE, whatever his contract is up, if he doesn't go back to Japan, same with Hideo, they could be in AEW depending on when their contract is up and how well AEW is doing. You never know.
I give you
AEW,
one more 205, real quick, 205 got alive. Buddy Murphy would fit over there very well.
Oh, yeah, I think he would too. And see, ultimately, this AEW thing, you know who this hurts the most? TNA. Because
yes.
I don't think people are going to go. Well, here's the thing. People are leaving. If they leave WWE, unless they were really on the lower end of the card, they're not going to TNA anymore. They're just showing up in, like, New Japan, or they're showing up in Ring of Honor. They're not even going to TNA anymore. You remember, it used to be a thing. If they leave in WWE, they go right to TNA.
Right to TNA.
That's not even happening. Most of the talent on TNA, it's like I said, it's either lower level, you know, WWE talent, or it's just their own homegrown TNA talent, or from, you know, from other indies, like
trying to get a name.
Guys.
They're trying to get
yep.
try to get this stuff up. I mean, one to me, you know, we named a lot of men. TNA's knockout division, in my opinion, is going to take the most hit when it comes to women.
Oh, yeah, 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 absolutely.
When it comes to women, the TNA knockout division is going to take the hit. Your Tessa Blanchard, your Sue Young, your Kiera Hogan, those type of people who AEW has to fill up a women roster. Right now, we have Britt Baker and Brandi Rose and Penelope Ford that's on their roster that we know of as we record the show. You have to bring some more women in. You have to bring some more women in. I wouldn't be surprised that those people that was in the Mae Young Classic that WWE did not sign are on AEW's roster, will be on AEW roster.
You know what? Yeah, there's going to be a lot of them. There's going to be a lot of them. Yeah, that's yeah.
You know, and that not that, right. And you looking at the dynamic of the way they shape this thing up, and I think for the wrestlers, which were also a drawing card for a lot of your older kind of stars, and they kind of alluded to it. Cody did on his part of the press conference was that either they're unionizing or they will be employees, not independent contractors. So now you're talking about health insurance and some things that wrestlers are coming out of their pocket for now that they may be taking care of. Or it could be a WCW situation where, depends on the TV network, the TV network could fit the bill. Most people didn't understand it, and I know, and I shout out to Brian H. Waters for this, who was talking about it earlier, that and Bobby Brain Heenan put it in his book, TNA, those in WCW at the time was getting health insurance from Turner Broadcasting, some of those independent contractors. So based off, depends on the network that AEW go to, they maybe have something in the contract that these wrestlers will have health insurance, which WWE doesn't provide right now. And it's been the big thing in wrestling, how to be an independent contractor.
Well, Glenn, you're mentioning that. Did I see something earlier? Maybe I'm tripping. Did I see something earlier that Cody or Brandy or somebody said that, you know, if somebody gets hurt in AEW's ring, they're paying for it?
Yes, they will take care of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's big. And, you know, now, I'm not too well versed on it. Does WWE do the same, or is it something close? Or is it that you have to have insurance?
They take care of you, and I'm not going to say – I don't want to say it depends on who it is. You heard on WWE.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, they take care of you. They take care of you in some ways. There's some people who get taken care of more than others. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, I do think, you know, and this is purely us speculating, folks. Like, this is not anything that we're trying to bash or anything like that.
Right.
But I feel as though, I guess two examples that I kind of see to where it feels like they're definitely being taken care of is Jason Jordan and Tyson Kidd. Just because they're producing now. And it's like their careers, I mean, unfortunately, their careers are pretty much over.
Yeah.
Like, over. Yeah. I mean, Tyson Kidd, like, for sure, unfortunately, his is pretty much done.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Jordan is probably hanging on by a thread, but it's probably done, too. So, I mean, but for them to keep them around, you know what I mean? And that's a good, I mean, it's, Daniel Bryan's probably the biggest recent example of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, of them taking care of somebody, you know? And that's why I always, I mean, with him now, with the comeback that he's had, I leave the door open for anybody now, unless it's a serious, like, paralysis type situation.
Right.
That I feel as though anybody can come back now with him coming back.
And with, like, that being said, it just crossed my mind, another big name, talking about females, we talk about Daniel Bryan.
You're about to say who, Paige?
Yes.
Yep. We were on the same, no pun intended, we were on the same page with that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Paige, that's who I was going to allude to. If they can get a Paige over there and get her cleared, that's like Jericho level. Seriously. If they can land a Paige over there to clear her and wrestle, that's huge.
That's it. And we knew, let's look at the Daniel Bryan situation. He has been cleared for years. It was the WWE doctors that would not clear him.
Yep.
So he had been cleared for a long time. It was the WWE doctors. I'm not saying Paige's situation the same, but Paige could be cleared by other doctors and be able to wrestle. And that would be at a different level. That would take her stock in the stock of that company, in that division, to another level.
Oh, yeah. If they can land a Paige and, you know, I know Emma was having some health problems recently, but if they can land like an Emma, that would be big too, you know? Like,
Emma would be a Gail Kim.
Oh, yeah. Victoria. There's women out there that just to even get them started off, you know, those would be huge lands for them, you know?
It would be huge lands, and I think, and then how they book it, it will be good, too,
yeah.
Because let's, after nostalgia wears off, because right now we're in the honeymoon period, is the nostalgia period.
Yeah.
Is everybody,
yep.
Everybody wants to
Absolutely.
Be in, you know, everybody wants to be in this, and I'm saying this intentionally, everybody wants to be all in with All Elite Wrestling, you know,
yep.
The Double Nothing pay-per-view coming from the MGM brand. After that is done, after nostalgia is all over, what do you have on a weekly basis to make you all in with All Elite Wrestling? And, you know, we talked about being it's still an indie promotion. Do you consider it an indie promotion before you even wrestle a first match? Is it indie? Or are we right now all in wrestling, All Elite Wrestling is already number two?
Yeah, that's true. I give you that.
You know, I just haven't seen, you know, right now we're it's like the new toy at Christmas. You want to play with it. You want to play
yeah.
with it. You want to you look at it. It's fun. It's good to talk about. It's the biggest buzz that's been in wrestling in a long time. In a long, long time. It brings competition. And for me, I think this is great for wrestling fans. Competition is good for wrestling fans. Think about when we last time we had competition where it was WCW and WWE or with ECW, it made wrestling better. It made the writers and the storyline people write better storylines and scripts. The performers performed better. You know, they're not trying to compete. I'm not saying AEW is going to compete with WWE. That's nonsense to even have that conversation because one's a 50-year company, one's a one-year company. They're not even the same ballpark, in my opinion. But it's just giving fans something different that they want.
Yeah. They just have, my brain is turning because I know there's a potential for them of so many people they could land, you know, that this, it has the potential to be big, but ultimately, I think the mistake they can't make is going after so many big names that will end up being part-timers. Because I think that's their whole build is to not have, like, WWE and have a bunch of part-timers sometimes.
Right. And
now,
you got to be able to develop stars. Develop stars.
Yeah. Yeah. Now here, that's the one thing I don't worry about with them is that they have a young enough core. You know, with Cody and the Bucks, as far as creative and, you know, wrestling-wise, I don't think they'll have a problem. Because, especially with Cody, because seemingly with him going through, and you going through, let me finish that point first, him going through so much with his, you know, development and booking, I don't think he's going to have a problem booking and putting over other people. You know what? I think creative, not necessarily in-ring, but from a creative standpoint, I think they'll end up. Cody will end up getting his brother to sign on too. I think once Goldust retires, I think WWE will probably try to play a power move though, and try to give Dustin like some kind of really good road agent or creative job to keep him. But I think he'll go over and help his brother, you know, creatively.
Yeah, smart mind, been in the business for a long time. Knows the ins and outs of the business. Plus, it's in his genes. It's in his genes.
Exactly.
Look at that. It's in his genes. And to be able to work with his brother and take care of family business is good. The interesting thing, see, is how many old-timers would they bring in? Would they bring a Jim Ross? Would they bring a Jim Cornette? Some of those older guys who may know, not necessarily to take over, but to do some booking or to do some consulting to actually make it what
maybe
it is.
Maybe a Bruce Pritchard.
A Bruce Pritchard, maybe, you know, to make it All Elite access. There is a name out there that there wasn't under contract and that I would say would be a bit headbanger, and that's Brock. We know he goes where the money goes.
Well, I can't say that. No, I can't say that because they definitely got billionaires behind them. yeah, they, hey, if they can, honestly, I don't care what anybody says about Brock Lesnar. If you can land him, you take him.
You take him. He's an attraction. He's an
attraction.
And he goes where the money. If you're going to pay him the money, they would love to see him. And then you give him a younger talent or people. They, you know, just looking at the roster, you got women. You got to be able to have a legit, I don't want to say legit star, but a monster. You got to be a monster on the roster.
Yeah.
A big guy. Because you're not doing, and this is my thing with All Elite Wrestling, and I know they're smarter than us. We're just wrestling fans who's talking about professional wrestling. You know, the way you got to be able to book it. It's not a one-off indie show. It is now a promotion that you're going to have to book television for if you do it 52 weeks out of the year, or if you give your people off.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. Okay, that's the other thing, too. How often are we getting their show? Is it going to be once a month? Is it going to be weekly? How are they doing that? Because I'm under the assumption that once we get Double or Nothing, is that going to be the start of a weekly thing? Is that going to be like, you know what I mean? Like,
right. No one knows it. No one knows it. The TV deal hasn't been announced. I think each and every week they're going to make different announcements. Coming out, and we do get Double or Nothing. There is a there's been a rumor that they will get another pay-per-view coming up after Double or Nothing, which would maybe again that September weekend. And then we don't know when TV may come. You know, right now it's just pay-per-views. My thing is, are the AEW contracts exclusively to AEW? Are these guys and girls able to work other places? Because if I'm doing just one show a month, right now we got your show is in May.
Right.
Where else are you working at right now? Is the AEW money contract effective now? Is it effective in May at Double or Nothing?
Yeah. No, you're right, actually. I don't know how to, yeah.
Because you got to look at it. We still have WrestleMania weekend coming up, and I think we spoke of this. If I'm AEW, I do take advantage of the WrestleMania weekend.
I would
too. With something, whether it's a Q&A, whether it's a show, I partner up with WrestleCon, or one of these other things that's going on in the area, and I put something on, or I have my people on the ground. Why not?
Yeah.
Take the Mecca right there, which is WWE.
You know what's funny? Yeah, I bet they would do it too. And I bet nobody would even recognize them letting them in. I bet you they could go. I bet you AEW, especially Cody and the Bucks, I bet you they could walk right into Access and nobody that works there would recognize them. The fans would, obviously. Mm-hmm. That makes you, they could walk right into Access with regular tickets and just walk in, and nobody would ever even know the second.
Nope. Nobody would know anything.
Walk in with hoodies, the stand, you know, and then walk right in. Somebody will recognize them, but they could be on the ground, you know, camp out, be first in line, so that first, when they open them doors, just be right in and just walk around.
Yeah, can't put them out. They pay the ticket. It's all access.
Yeah, well, eventually they can and will probably put them out once the commotion starts and nobody's getting in the autograph line. But I think it would cause a buzz. It would cause a buzz, you know.
Yeah, for WrestleMania weekend.
What's sixty bucks a ticket to walk in there and get buzz? You'd be all over Twitter. You'd be all over TMZ. All the wrestling site. Everybody would cover it. Everybody would cover.
Yeah, and they have to do that, and then they have room to do it. I think they have a great following. I think my thing is, after the cult following falls, can they build following outside?
That's the big thing. And that's what I was alluding to earlier. You're exactly right. That's what I was alluding to earlier. Can they build? Because we know they've got their loyalists already. And I don't mean loyalists in a bad way, but they've got their loyals already. Their big hurdle, I think, in my opinion, is going to be building the commercial audience. And that's where I think, you know, and I'll catch flack for this or not, it doesn't matter. Excuse me. That's where I think WWE excels from everybody else. Everybody wants WWE to be so, you know, oh, I want the Attitude Era back, or oh, I want PG gone, or oh, I want, you know what? But they're making hand over fist money because they're PG. Yeah, some stuff comes off boring and it sucks. But it's like, you got to sacrifice. They're still business at the end of the day. For what they're sacrificing in entertainment, unfortunately, even though it feels like they shouldn't be sacrificing anything, they're making up for it in money. And they have that commercial audience, and that's what eventually is going to sell. Yeah, it may sound like a sellout move, but that's what you got to do to survive. Because, yes, AEW is going to have their following, and they're going to, and it's huge right now, especially with the Bucks and all, and, you know, and Bullet Club and everybody having that licensing agreement, you know, with Hot Topic to sell their stuff in Hot Topic, you know, that's huge. That's huge for them on the indie circuit right now, to where they're not worrying about running a promotion and they're just, you know, collecting money. But to get that ground, you know, foot on the ground and start running this promotion to where they're going to need to, their spectrum will have to be broadened more than the Hot Topic audience. That's what I'm getting at. And I'm sure that's exactly what you're saying too. They got to be able to get out of that.
You got to be able to market to the heavyset fan. You got to be able to market to the rich guy in New York. And you got to be able to market to the little kid who's 10-year-old, that's sitting on the front row. You have to be able to market to the African American fan. Right now, if you look at the African American or their roster, it is only two.
Yep.
Brandi Rose and Scorpio Sky.
Yep.
Not saying they're not going to put more on the roster. Don't read more into it than what it really is. But you've got a demographic that you have to market to. WWE knows how to market to that demographic. We may not like the character what they portray, but they market to that demographic. And so if AEW want to continue to do that, they have to market to that demographic. I tell you what they can't do if they have a TV deal. Depends on what station they go into. We shouldn't be seeing walking penises on television. That Joey Ryan stuff?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Can't do it. Won't do it. Can't do it. And here's what will help AEW. You talk about, you know, reaching the black audience. Let them have a black world champion before WWE does. That'll be I say that in jest, but for real, if they want to really market, if they do that, they'll keep some butts in the seats with that.
Right, and really incredible, and a credible one too. A credible one. Maybe like you said, Titus O'Neil, maybe, or and then comes in who would that be? So a Willie Mack, maybe you could do it. You know, those type of guys that can come in and actually work, that could talk and put some money. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see Rick Swann over in AEW in the near future. You know,
if WWE has, you never know, or Cedric Alexander. Although I say Cedric Alexander, but I think Cedric would be the one that WWE holds on to. He's how do I want to put this? I'm really trying to put this in the most politically correct way as possible. He is, that sounds terrible. I don't even want to say it that way. But he is, he is a really good black athlete for them to have on their roster. Him and Apollo Crews are really good black athletes to have on their roster. So they're going to keep them. I think as good as Titus is, I feel like they'll feel like because he's been there, that they'll almost feel like he's expendable. I personally don't think he is for that company. I think if there's anybody they're going to keep, they should keep Titus. But
he does in the community and everything that he keeps the eye on WWE, Titus O'Neil, in my opinion, has a job for the rest of his life.
Yeah, and he should. I just feel like that company is going to be like, okay, I think we can let him. Because I think they're going to feel like for the years they had him, they can let him go now. And that sucks. But that's honestly how I think they're going to feel. And they'll let him go before they let somebody like a Cedric or an Apollo go.
Yeah. And what also breaks it and makes it break the company AEW have to be, which announcers do they have? Who can come on there and talk and sell this product?
I think they'll get a Taz. I think Taz would go to AEW. Taz or Matt Stryker, somebody, you know. Don't let WWE mess up with Mauro. Mauro will be right over there the next day.
Yeah, Mauro, yeah, he will be over there. I can see Jim Ross. I can see Jim Barnett, since they both contracts are up with AX, with Access, I can see them just sliding over to AEW and fulfilling that role. We know Jim Ross' name has been out there a lot when dealing with AEW because of his contract being up with WWE in March. Anyway,
yeah.
So we can see that prior to me, and he may be sliding over there. I can see a Jerry and King Lawler.
I was about to say that. I can see David Otunga ends up over there too.
Yeah, there's some names they can make there in a splash, and therefore everything right now, you have a lot of ingredients. They just need the people to know how to put the ingredients together and make the show at bangers, which should be no longer than a two-hour show. If they get TV, programming should be no longer than 2 hours. Everything should be concise,
right,
and consistent and keep it moving. And once again, it makes WWE better. It makes them better. Make WWE have to step their game up. We may see some new stars develop in WWE. We still waiting for the stars that they say they're going to call up, which we have not seen on the main roster or the programming. You know,
right.
You haven't seen Lacey Evans. You haven't seen an EC3. You haven't seen a Lars Sullivan. You haven't seen a Nikki Cross on Raw or SmackDown. So WWE, this may make WWE accelerate just a little bit more. And we don't know how WWE is going to, when October roll around, how the SmackDown format is going to be on Fox. And we don't know if WWE is continuing to have the brand split either, because this may be, I think back to, you remember when TNA decided they wanted to go against WWE on Monday night?
Yeah, I definitely remember that.
And how Vince McMahon loaded up the guns for Monday night. Remember they brought Edge to Raw? They brought some other major stars to Monday Night Raw in an impromptu draft. I can see now that if there were plans to keep a brand split because of AEW, what kind of TV deal they may get and when they may come on, what kind of traction – I can see whatever show it is getting Monday or Friday getting heavily inundated with your major players.
Yeah.
I can see Cena on there regularly. You know, all those major stars being on there, or Dean Ambrose or Seth Rollins or Finn Balor getting a push. You know, when you start now, I can see Finn Balor getting a push because that's the cult following that people that watch AEW like.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The people, that's going to be interesting, because the people that you're saying now, if those people that we start seeing like, whoa, where did this push come out of nowhere? That's what's going to end up happening. They're going to start pushing people that they know will be a threat if they end up in AEW. There's some people that they're going to be expendable, but there are some people you're going to see a definite push with them to where you're like, okay, yeah, they're not trying to let him go. Finn Balor is definitely one of them.
Yeah, Finn Balor.
Revival
Owens.
May be another. Kevin Owens,
mm-hmm.
Revival.
Sami Zayn.
Sami. Yeah, you know what? You know who they're in a good place right now, dare I say they'll let them go? They'll let them walk? Rusev and Lana. I think they would let them walk.
Now there was, but that would be a big name that AEW can land after.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
After the 90 days, they would. Yeah, they let Rusev and Lana walk. I think they would. I think Lana may want to go over there. If someone they promised Lana that she could wrestle, she'll hop over there. Only thing I think might keep them around, and I say this is not necessarily the wrestling. It's that
total diva
money.
It's total divas, absolutely.
That total Divas
absolutely.
Money, that E! Entertainment money may keep them where they're at.
Absolutely. Now, but
people don't really believe that. That's good money, and that's
outside. Very good money.
And that
that's
E! Entertainment is
money.
helping your
afterlife, your after you hang up the tights, after you hang up the boots, career, that you're mixing and mingling with people in the entertainment world, and that's helping propel you to another level. So
absolutely,
that Rusev and Lana may be able to keep that together. It is so many, it's so much fun, and so many hypotheticals we could talk about dealing with AEW. We haven't even got on the owner yet, who, you know, Tony Khan, who is, you know, a, to be able to put money invested, had to be a wrestling fan. You know, wrestling fan, know the Rose family being wooed.
Either that, Glenn, or somebody smart enough in their camp sold them. Somebody, it's either him or somebody in his camp is a wrestling fan, and like a pure wrestling fan, to where they're like, hey, or somebody, if it wasn't him, and this is obvious, but somebody tipped them off, because Young Buck, that whole, look at all of them, they're killing in Hot Topic right now. So somebody put them on to where, hey, these guys, business-wise, are selling out in Hot Topic, and they just put on their own successful pay-per-view with their own money.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you may want to, somebody was probably like, hey, you may want to go ahead and jump on this ship.
Yeah, and this may be a good investment and be a good time. And what people are not understanding, and this is, I think this is really where I had to sit back and look at it, it's mm-hmm. good timing, because now Vince McMahon's focus was going to be on the XFL.
Yep.
And so Vince, I'm not saying he's going to be out of the picture, but he can't be hands-on with both the XFL and the WWE product as much as he can. Somebody, something has to be released or given up.
Yeah, so but he's got Vince. I'll put it this way, though. Vince has Nick Foles. Vince got Triple H back there. So,
yeah,
he in a good position. You know what I'm saying? Like, if there's ever a backup QB that you could have, it's Triple H. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and which means, and that goes to my point, you'll start seeing a WWE product be a little bit different with Vince McMahon tending to the XFL. You'll begin to see the change. If you like NXT, and then you like the way NXT is packaged and produced, you'll see more of that. To me, I think on Monday Night Raw and SmackDown, you'll see more involvement with Michael Hayes. You may even see a little bit more Shawn Michaels involvement if Vince takes his attention, not totally off of WWE because that's his baby, but has to do something in going into 2020 where it helps. The XFL, because this year right here, if AEW gets steam and they are really competitive, they're really getting some ratings, they're really doing what they need to do, going into 2020, WWE's going to have to make some decisions about where they go with Vince and the XFL and the whole nine yards. And WWE's not worried. I don't think they're going anywhere anytime soon. As I mentioned, I kept saying throughout the theme of the show, it is better for us as a wrestling fan because we're going to get new storylines. We're going to get new excitement. We're going to get some things that we have not seen in years from the WWE to be able to not necessarily compete, but to stay more relevant with that cult culture, that cult following with those type of fans.
Wait a minute. I just thought about something. AEW. James Storm is going to end up over there. I really think so.
Yeah, James Storm came up there. We could maybe get Bobby Roode, who may be frustrated with where he's at. You get a beer money with you, and you can do so many things right now. There's so many people that we can kind of speculate that you could get. Bobby Roode is not being really utilized on the WWE Raw on the roster. I know people say, well, they're the tag team champions. Yeah, but look at Bobby Roode about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
You know? Don't know his deal or his contract, but he could end up. And this is not a reboot on TNA. And I hope, and maybe Cody and them do have a cap on their roster right now. And whoever they have, we haven't even talked about international people that may come over. Like, you know, maybe the Gods of Destiny. You know, those type of guys that may come from New Japan. I don't think Gallows and Anderson come. And this is my reason why. They just got the show on the network. They got money. They're getting that new WWE money. And like I mentioned earlier with
at Kenny Omega. I think that door is always open. So you ride out the WWE money as long as you can. For
yeah.
Gallows and Anderson. For Gallows and Anderson. You know, I think you do that. You know, I think it's fun. AEW will have make. They have already made a big splash before they even made. They had their first wrestling match in the world of professional wrestling. Real quick on WWE, you know, we have started to see the Royal Rumble take shape. We got some names, got some entrants already into the Royal Rumble. One that we know of is already John Cena. You got Samoa Joe, who declared to be in the Royal Rumble. Dean Ambrose, was already throwing his name into the hat of the Royal Rumble 2019 edition of the Royal Rumble. Which will be coming up here a couple of weeks from Phoenix, Arizona. Which is this year's Royal Rumble is a big deal. I know AEW's taking, and that's the kind of thing too, because everybody's talking about AEW, and we're only 2 weeks away from the Royal Rumble. It looks like AEW has gotten the newsworthy stories in the world of professional wrestling, over to WWE, but yet the Royal Rumble is just 2 weeks away, and we got a big match. Sasha Banks taking on Ronda Rousey for the WWE Raw Women's Championship. And I know we'll have your thoughts here. We know we have ideas on Sasha Banks. The WWE must really feel comfortable with Sasha Banks now and the skills of Ronda Rousey to put those two in the ring with each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
I agree.
Their thoughts there that Sasha can actually help Ronda in a match. So pretty good deal with WWE. And, I mean, WWE is not bad. Raw has gotten better. Raw has gotten better. SmackDown is still to be the better show. But Raw has gotten better. And I think we each and every week here we'll start seeing it get a little bit more and more improved. You know, your thoughts on this past week, Raw and SmackDown, the things that you saw that you liked and that you didn't like?
I thought it was pretty well done. I mean, it was good for the first beginning of the year. I mean, pretty much now, I mean, they're just gearing up towards getting to the Rumble, which is good. I'll say this, that WWE, two people I think WWE really likes, even though they come off as comedic relief, I really feel like they're very high on R-Truth and Carmella. And I feel as though, even though I can say, even though they come off comedic, at times, they get ample television time. Like, they're featured, you know, I guess prominently is a strong word, but they are. They're featured pretty much every week. And it's not just dumb spots. Like, they get in-ring time, too. So, yeah. I like them.
Yeah, Carmella and R-Truth are good. I like them. They're funny. Not necessarily too much funny spots, but R-Truth has been in prominent features. And plus, we know Vince likes them. And since Carmella dropped the title, you know, a month ago, she has been more relevant now than when she was the champion.
Yeah, I think R-Truth is one of those guys that WWE ends up keeping around. I just think he's such a good hand. Not only because he's in tremendous shape for his age, but I think he quietly probably has, and it's funny, even though it's R-Truth, like he quietly probably has one of the best minds in the business, period. I really think so.
Yeah, I think so too. I think he knows how to keep himself relevant. He knows how to, you know, people may like the storyline of R-Truth always making himself seem less intelligent, but it keeps them on TV.
And it works. Like it's just dumb. Like, he makes it work. So that speaks to that's a testament to his work ethic to get a character over. Because that character could flop, but he gets it over. He does a good job with it to where it's like, okay, you got to recognize, yeah, I'm sure there's still people that, you know, hate the rap gimmick, the stereotypical gimmick that he has. But it's like, okay, I get it. And it's not me saying, oh, you just sell out and just, you know, if you're a black wrestler, you got to do X, Y, and Z. But it's like, yo, he's been doing that gimmick for so long that it's not even a thing of it being stereotypical with him anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
right,
that gimmick is his gimmick. Like, you know, there's nobody else doing it. You know what? And there's nobody else doing it right now.
Nope. And it gets over with the fans and the crowd. I mean, let's be honest. That little Jimmy gimmick was the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
And I think WWE dropped the ball with that just a little bit, because little Jimmy could have been anybody. Could have been a 6'7", 235-pound dude that he was calling little Jimmy. They could have been a little white Caucasian kid. If truth be told, we talk about Nicholas, it was little Jimmy before Nicholas.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you mention that with little Jimmy, like with the description. Little Jimmy, that whole gimmick could have really taken off to where little Jimmy could have been a 6'5", 6'6", 270-pound dude from developmental or something that they could have put with R-Truth. Just as his bodyguard. It could have been like, oh, yeah, this is little Jimmy right here. Like, you know, that. Yeah.
Where he could have won the title. Where he could have won the title from John Cena at Capital Punishment.
You know, even though I'm not really a big proponent for the quick random title changes, I think it would have worked in that situation.
Yeah.
To have R-Truth. I don't know if that's just wasn't what they envisioned their first black champion to be, or what, but that could have worked.
It could have worked. And we forget, and a lot of wrestling fans forget who don't know, they see R-Truth now. He was NWA champion.
Sure was. Twice.
He was. Twice, yeah. NWA champion. So, and if you don't believe me, check it out. Look it up. R-Truth was the NWA champion. That was important at the time that he won the belt. So, in my opinion, that he carried it for a while. You know, WWE is moving in the right direction. AEW moving in the right direction. I think those companies that are going to get lost in the sauce are your Ring of Honors and your TNA.
I think Ring of Honor will be okay. I still think Ring of Honor, with saving them and all of this, they still have the indie stigma. So even though they may not consider themselves an indie, and rightfully so, they shouldn't, they still have the indie stigma that they're still the farm system. So they still will see the talent for everybody else.
Right. And that's where I think that's where AEW is a heads up of the WWE, is that these guys are constantly working. And WWE, in my opinion, this may be another show, has yet to produce a homegrown star from NXT.
Well.
And I'm not talking about somebody who has wrestled in indies. I'm talking about somebody that hasn't wrestled in the indies before, that wasn't on the circuit. I'm talking about your homegrown star. The closest one that they have is not even the company right now. He's in the company, but he's not on TV. It's Roman Reigns.
Yeah. It's Roman Reigns, yeah.
And you look at the next person, the next person in line, it's all the way down, and we call it Bray Wyatt.
Yep, yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. The only one that may be next, and no pun intended with next, but the only one that may be next, and even though, you know, some people will dispute, is Velveteen Dream. Because he's homegrown WWE. He trained in MCW, but he didn't go to an ROH or anywhere else after that. He went MCW, and he went to WWE.
He went to WWE.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe the top star, but as the real Dwayne Allen said on Brian H. Waters, I'll break it down with Brian H. in the Wrestling Realm. You can check it out. The Velveteen Dream. When the last time you seen a gimmick as your world champion?
You know what? Bray Wyatt. That's one. No. He's right, too. No, you're right. That's a great point. That's a great point.
So if the Velveteen Dream comes up, and we have done, and we know there's been a hard transition, and this is just maybe us casual wrestling fans, but some stars who are big stars in NXT, it's been a hard transition to sell them to the main roster.
Maybe it's because I'm so high on him. I don't think he'll be one of them.
I like
he'll be fine.
You know, I like the dude. I seen him when he first started wrestling. I like. I'm gonna call him by his government name. I'm gonna call him by the name of the Velveteen Dream. I like the Velveteen Dream, and I think he could be that guy. I think he could, but it has to be done. It has to be packaged right in the right way. And his dance partners, when he get to the main roster, has to be some of the dance partners, people that he would dance with in NXT. You know, the question is asked. Some other people have been called up before him. What is it that keeps him down there and not called up to the main roster as of right now?
I think they got more to do with him. I think that's what it is, honestly.
And I know he's been wrestling less than most people in that time frame, because some of the guys who've been called up, your EC3 has been around 8, 9, 10 years. You know, mm-hmm. that's been around there for a while. Your Ricochets and all those guys have been wrestling all over the world. And Velveteen Dream, even though we like him as a fan, he's still learning. He is still what you consider a baby in the world of professional wrestling.
Right. You're right.
You know, and I think they're doing fine having the fine gloves on with him, or having the gloves on with him and not taking it off nice and slow. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But Ring of Honor, WWE has to create, with AEW in place, WWE has to create younger and more exciting talent. I think they have a crop of kids, people down in NXT. They're doing that. You look at Adam Cole, look at the whole Undisputed Era. That group right there can combat a lot of what AEW has.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, we'll have what it has. So the only time will tell. Time will tell, and we'll see. We've been on this for a while with it. You know, closing thoughts. Your closing thoughts on AEW, WWE, Ring of Honor, New Japan. We didn't get a chance to talk about Wrestle Kingdom, but it was a great pay-per-view. Check it out. A lot of your champions. Could have called it the Clash of Champions or the Night of Champions, because every title was up for grabs.
Right.
Wrestle Kingdom. But nonetheless, your closing thoughts in the world of professional wrestling as you see it.
Looking forward to what WWE continues to do for the Royal Rumble right now. Kind of the people we were alluding to maybe about a couple of weeks ago on one of our shows, still in play to possibly win it, but we're going to see how they develop other dark horses to probably look like they can win. So we'll see.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking for more news each and every day from AEW in the world of professional wrestling, looking at how WWE plays out the Royal Rumble. Looking what kind of moves Impact Wrestling or Ring of Honor may make to combat AEW, where they try to form a partnership. But not, I'm also looking to see if WWE combats AEW at the Royal Rumble, because we always look for surprise entrances. Will there be major surprises this year for the WWE that will kind of make us talk about them more than we are doing AEW right now? And I mentioned we're 2 weeks away from the Royal Rumble, and all the news and all the stories are AEW. With it, take us home.
Hey, if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
End of story, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and leave us a 5-star review. Good night.